Memories. That's Andre de Villiers on Nova 103.5. Memories of animals is definitely something that we don't want to only have to hold on to. We want to still have all our animals to be able to see and to know that they're roaming around happily. Today is International Zebra Day. Namibia does a pretty good job of looking after our zebras, but they are still under threat, like so many other wild animals in Africa. To tell us more about International Zebra Day and their efforts to help preserve our pajama donkeys, as well as how you can help, I've got Adil Khatsa from Wild Africa in studio with me today.
Pajamas?
Ah, they're pajama donkeys.
David.
Morning, Adil.
Good morning, morning. That was actually the best one. Thank you so much. That made me smile.
All
right. I like it.
Okay, Namibia is home to two species of zebra. We've got the Hartmann's Mountain zebra. Mm-hmm. We've also got the Plains zebra.
Yes.
How many of each do we have, and where can they usually be found in the country?
Well, Hartmann's Mountain zebra, that population is estimated to be between 25 and 30,000 individuals.
Okay.
I don't have any statistics from the last 2 years, but these numbers have been released back in 2022. So I would say that our numbers are growing steadily, but more can obviously be done. They are mostly found, and it's in the name, in our mountainous areas in Namibia, our regions mainly, such as Naukluft Mountains and the Kunene region. On the other hand, plains zebras prefer savanna habitats and are commonly seen in Etosha National Park and the Zambezi region. Their population is estimated at around 15 to 20,000, and combined, Namibia's zebra population is believed to be between 40 and 50,000. But this fluctuates due to seasonal migrations and conservation efforts and what they face on the daily.
You mentioned the Zambezi region there. There's actually been a significant increase in the number of plains zebra in
there
Zambezi.
There has, yes.
I believe it went from sort of almost zero in 2013 to, close to 9,000 individual animals by 2019. What's led to that increase specifically in that region?
Well, the recovery is a true testament to successful conservation initiatives within the Zambezi region. Whenever you travel to the Zambezi region, pay attention to the stories that people tell you there, because they really do have success stories to share, which we can truly implement here or the rest of the country, if you will. They focused on improved wildlife monitoring and habitat management. They additionally, anti-poaching efforts and better cooperation, emphasis on better cooperation between conservation organizations and local communities. This created a safer environment for both wildlife and people alike. Also, seasonal migrations may have also contributed to an increase in zebra numbers, as the region provides excellent grazing opportunities during certain times of the year. This is a positive sign that strategic conservation can heal tangible results.
So, I mean, that's a good news story there, but
it is,
unfortunately,
yeah.
The Hartmann's Mountain zebra isn't doing quite as well. I mean, there are obviously things like drought and competition with livestock is impacting their populations. Are there any specific conservation strategies we know about that are being implemented to address specifically the Hartmann's Mountain zebra?
Well, we are certainly addressing those challenges. And when I say we, I mean all the conservation efforts, not just Wild Africa as a whole. As you mentioned, drought has been a major concern, as it reduces water availability and the food resources overall. So conservation efforts focus on sustainable land management practices, such as improving water access and restoring grazing areas. Additionally, mitigating human-wildlife conflict is critical. We, as people, we need to educate ourselves. We need to educate ourselves on the animals, the livestock, and also the areas where livestock compete for limited resources. A collaboration with local communities is essential to ensure that both wildlife and people benefit. And as I said, education and support programs also encourage coexistence and reduce pressures on the natural environment. So education is key, and we at Wild Africa make it our business to ensure that everyone is educated and up to date with all the necessary information. So you can find out all the information that you need on wildafrica.org and also our social media platforms. That's @wildafrica.org.
You mentioned that, I mean, in Zambezi, in the seasonal migrations, we know a lot of that area is sort of open land, communal land, and, you know, under conservators. Yes, that. I mean, in other parts of the country, though, we obviously have things like fences that can block migrations. Historically, there were none. Is anything being done? You know, why is seasonal migration so important for the zebras? Obviously, like you said, in the Zambezi, they can get, you know, more food. Absolutely, if they can migrate to the areas where the rain has fallen. What efforts are in place to ensure that migrations can still happen?
Well, there's many, when we look at the conservation efforts, such as habitat restoration, anti-poaching measures, and community involvement, those three are equally crucial. For long-term success, Namibia must continue prioritizing sustainable practices that balance human development with wildlife conservation. We need to become stewards. We need to become more responsible. We always walk around and take pride in the fact that conservation is in our constitution, and we have such a beautiful land, and we have the ability to become the leading tourism country in the world. But we as Namibians need to take responsibility for that, and that starts with us. So protecting zebras ensures not only the survival of these iconic species, but also the health of Namibia's broader ecosystems.
So before you leave, we said you're from Wild Africa. You've mentioned Wild Africa. You've given us the website. But what is Wild Africa? What does Wild Africa do?
I'm trying not to put on my radio voice because I've been practicing this. But thank you so much for the question. Wild Africa is a conservation-focused communication organization, and we are dedicated to inspiring public support and political will to protect Africa's wildlife and wild spaces. So by amplifying the voices of African opinion leaders from every field through a powerful network of media partners and diverse programming, we seek to promote domestic wildlife tourism, local conservation products, and effective enforcement of conservation laws. We collaborate with local communities, governments, and other conservation groups to bring the message across and to ensure that Africa's wildlife is taken care of, because our wildlife is part of who we are and our essence. So Wild Africa strives to ensure sustainable coexistence between humans and wildlife alike. They believe people and wildlife can only survive and thrive together, which is why we need to join forces and do this together. As I said, you can join us and find out more on our website. That's wildafrica.org. And on our website, you can find detailed information about our mission, our programs, all our initiatives that are aimed at celebrating and protecting African wildlife. And, you know, seeing that we are in Namibia, and I'm very much biased in protecting Namibian wildlife, but overall, we are here to protect what is ours and take pride in it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for coming in, Odile.
Thank you for having me.
And to everyone out there today, think about the pajama donkeys.